Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am your teacher and host of this podcast channel, Bruno Aguiar, and we are here for one more great podcast episode. And today, I want to share something really special with you. And you know, I'm going to be very honest with you, very, very honest with you. If I were you, I would not listen to this podcast until the end. So I'm gonna give you this tip, okay? Write it down. Don't listen this podcast until the end. Do not listen this podcast until the end, because if you listen, you are going to be in trouble. Do not listen this podcast until the end, because if you listen, you are going to be in trouble. Believe me. All right? Okay. So I have already told you. You know, I have already warned you. So I think we are ready to begin, right? So, today is a beautiful Friday here, at the moment that I'm recording this podcast to you, and yesterday was a very special day, and this special day, you know, is where we are going to start our story here today. So, you know, let's start the story. If you follow me and if you have been listening to me, you know, and if you know me somehow, some way, a little bit of me, actually, just a little bit of me, you already know, I think you have already figured that one of my missions here is not only teach you English or give you tools to learn English and to practice your English, but also to share what I think changed my life, what I think helps me be a better person, helps me evolve, helps me be a better dad, a better teacher, a better professional, you know. And some of these things are physical exercises, the importance of prayer, good parenting, reading, you know, and also some of my strategies for studying. I really love speaking about studying. This is one of my favorite topics here also. Today we're gonna focus especially on the physical exercise matter, you know, on the physical exercise mission. So yesterday was a very special day because I could give my first handstand walking steps. Let me translate it to you. Hand, mão, stand, em pé, walk, andar com as mãos, em pé, steps, passos. So yesterday I could do it for the very first time. And the thing is, let me contextualize it a little bit for you. I started CrossFitting in 2018, okay? And I have been CrossFitting for 5 years. 5 freaking years. In these 5 years, I have seen lots of people starting. I have seen a lot of people beginning. I have seen a lot of people restarting, re-beginning, giving up, stopping, coming and going, off and on, you know. What I can tell you is that people are very inconsistent, you know. If there is something that people are very good at is inconsistency, you know. And this is the context, okay? In the middle of the way, you know, since 2018, we had the pandemic, right? In 2020, we had the pandemic. So in this moment, it was a very complicated moment to everyone, especially in terms of health, right? And in this moment, as everyone else that used to practice physical activity outside or inside, actually, I had to stop, you know, CrossFitting for a few months. And I tried to do this in my house. You know, I tried to do this in my house. I bought some equipment and I started doing it here, you know. And it turns out, good morning. I think you already know that when we do something by ourselves, we tend to not be as consistent, as persistent, as disciplined as if we did these things with other people, you know. So that's what I always tell you. The environment that you are, the environment that surrounds you, the environment that is part of your reality, part of your day, you know, can change your life completely. If you are not in a good environment, man, you have a serious risk of stopping learning English, you know, stopping practicing your English, you know. So, like, the first lesson for you today is, it was not planned actually, but choose a good environment for you to be part of. And if you are looking for a good environment to be part of, a good community, you know, like with lots of good people, you know, people that want to grow, people that are evolving, and people that, you know, embrace our motto, que é o nosso ditado, you know, that is brick by brick, you should participate, you should attend the Beyond Business Speaking Club. In this speaking club, we meet up every Tuesday evening, every Tuesday at 21, and this is a speaking club for intermediate students. But if you are not intermediate student, if you are a pre-intermediate or basic 2 student, you should definitely attend our Business English Intensive that is going to start on the second half of October 2023. You should definitely attend this program, man. It's going to be an intensive program. It's going to be really cool. You know, you're going to learn a lot of business English, and it can change your career in 2023, you know. Now, coming back. So, in 2020, there was the pandemic, and it was a quite complicated moment because I had to stop it. You know, I got fat. I got 23 freaking kilos. I went to 130 kilos, you know. A few months ago, especially on Christmas 2022, my daughter Ana Clara came to me and she touched my belly. You know, she touched my belly and she said, like, "Hey, Dad, look, you're so fat." And she was just 3 years old. You know, she touched my belly and said, "Hey, Daddy, you're so fat. Look at this. You know, your belly trembles." And I was like, holy crap, man, my daughter, 4 years old, is perceiving that I am fat. Like, what kind of good example am I giving? You know, what kind of dad am I being? What kind of leader am I being to her? How I'm gonna require, how I'm gonna demand, how I'm gonna help her to be a good person, you know? Like, how I'm gonna tell her that she should not drink or she should not eat bad stuff, fast food, you know? And I was like, holy shit, I have to change it. I really, really have to change it, you know? And as I told you, yesterday was a really special day. But this special day just happened because in January, I decided to change. But mostly decided to change because I started a diet, you know? And it's like, I did not go to a dietitian, you know, or a nutritionist professional. I did not go, you know, I did all of this by myself. And like my strategy was documentation, you know, like from January to now, October, you know, I have lost more than 18 kilos. But the most importantly, like, as I told you, this is not the climax of the story. The climax is that after 5 years, as you can see, I have been to the bottom, you know, like I have been in my worst condition, but also in 5 years, I had time to recover and come back to my best, physical condition, you know, my best shape, let's say. I think I can tell you that it's probably, I am on my best shape, you know. You see, like, it took me 5 years. In 5 years, within the 5 years, I went to the bottom and then I climbed up to the top. And, you know, I think the punchline here is we overvalue, we overestimate what we can do in 1 month, in 1 week, right? And we want to do everything fast or in 6 months. And I learned English in 6 months. I think you know that, right? If you don't know that, you should listen to the podcast that I tell you my story, my history. But I think we should never underestimate. We should never underestimate the power, you know, the power. And the importance of doing the same thing consistently for a longer period of time. The importance of the brick by brick. The importance of doing things for years. In my case, for 5 years. And as I said, I haven't been consistent for 5 years. I mean, consistent, I mean like at number one position for 5 years. No, I went to the bottom and then I climbed up to the top. But most importantly, as I told you, I have seen people starting and giving up and restarting and finishing and starting again, and people starting and people going and giving up, you know. But I am the only guy that have been there for 5 years. Doesn't matter if I was in my like lowest body shape or my worst body shape or in my best body shape, you know. I'm the only guy that have been there for 5 freaking years. So the conclusion is, I told you in the beginning of this broadcast here, do not stay until the end, because if you stay until the end, you are going to have the risk to change your life. You're going to have, probably you're going to be very mad, very angry at me, because I'm going to say some truths right now for you. You know, if you are a father or a mother and you are listening to me, if you are, what's going on? If you are listening to me, if you are a father or a mother, how can you tell your son or your daughter to be a good person? How can you tell your son to stop drinking bad shit, soft drinks? How can you tell your son or your daughter that he or she should eat healthy food? How can you tell your daughter or your son to practice physical exercise? How can you tell your daughter and your son to not stay on the television? How can you tell your daughter or your son to keep consistent, to keep working, to try again, to try harder? If you say that you are going to do or you would do everything for your son or for your daughter, but you do not do these things, how are you going to tell that? How are you going to require, how are you going to demand a little kid to do something different, to keep the consistency, to learn, to evolve? How are you gonna do that? Now, coming to your English, you know? How do you think you're gonna grow in your career if you are not consistent enough? If studying, not only English, okay? If studying and physical exercising are not part of your job, is studying and exercising, these are not my hobbies. These are part of my job, you know? Yes, Bruno, it's really hard. Oh my God, man, come on. You are a robot. No, I'm not a robot. I'm just a leader of myself and of my family. I have to set the example. I have to, you know, raise the bar. Aumentar, elevar a bar. I have to raise the bar. Because then I can tell my daughter, like, yo, look, it's freaking important for you to exercise. I'm giving you the example, you know? I can demand for her. But most importantly, I don't even really need to demand for her, because she's gonna see my example. She is seeing my example. So, how are you gonna grow in your career if you don't keep consistent and if you just want to study English for 3 weeks, 1 month, or even if you lose the battle for your freaking cell phone? Oh, I don't have time to study English because I get home late. Yes, you get home late, but you stay 2 hours on freaking Instagram and TikTok, right? Huh? Yeah. No. Yeah. Don't try deceiving me. I really know that. If you know. Like, I bet you, I really bet you, and I can give you 1,000 real if you show me your phone, you know, and you really prove to me that you stay less than 1 hour in your phone per day. If you stay less than 1 hour on your phone per day and you tell me that you don't have time to study English, I will believe you. But if you stay more than 1 hour in your freaking phone, watching reels, watching TikTok, then that's your fault. That is your fault. Please don't get me wrong, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm telling you off here, telling you off. Tell off, phrasal verb, tell off is dar uma bronca, you know, chamar atenção. I'm telling you off here because I want the best from you, you know. The control is in your hands. You can do something different for yourself, for your family, for the others, for the world, you know. So I think it's time. I think it's time for you and me as adults to kind of realize that we are our own, let's say, our own leaders, you know. We are the people that are going to really say to ourselves, we are the only people that can decide for ourselves, right, to do something different and continue doing these things. As I told you, doesn't matter if for 5 years you have been at number one position or, you know, the worst of your shape, the worst of your moment, if you're going through something really difficult in your life, I really understand you. But keep consistent, brick by brick, you know. For 5 years, guys. For 5 years, man. 5 years, you know. Again, I'm going to ask you again. Are you really in the position to set a good example and to demand and to say to people, hey, this is worth it. Hard work pays off. Vale a pena. O trabalho devolve. O trabalho paga. O trabalho duro vale a pena. I think if you say, you know, no for these things, or if you are here thinking like, man, I have to do something different. I think it's time, right? I think it's time. Just keep going, you know. But let's start doing something different. And if you want to start doing something different for your English, again, I invite you to participate in our Beyond Business Speaking Club, in our community. Of course, we're going to embrace you a lot, practicing your English if you are an intermediate student. And if you want to change your career, if you want to learn the real business English, you should definitely attend our Business English Intensive that is going to start right now. Right now, right in October. The second part of October, second half of October. That's it. I wish you have a really beautiful week, really beautiful weekend, or a beautiful day, beautiful morning, beautiful afternoon. And yeah, please come back here more times. Let's talk. I really appreciate your time. Have fun. Let's learn English brick by brick. Time together. Adios.